Yes, hello, welcome back to the pod. Yes, good morning, it's morning here, I'm doing a morning pod. Good afternoon also, because this is a radio program you listen to at your leisure, or good evening to you. Hi, we're back. Thanks for listening, it's me. Yes, your internet acquaintance. That's right, Linda James. Yes, LJ. Yes, from the internet. Thank you for your patience. It's been, you know, a couple weeks. I just, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And, you know, we're all just doing our best. Agreed. How are you? Okay, cool. All right. Excellent. I'm okay. I'm just, you know, working. And just, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know, to be honest with you. Relatable? But I'm okay. I've got some updates for you. We're just going to talk. We're just going to chat today. This is a show where we just chat. And by when I say we just chat, I mean I just chat. And you are my internet acquaintance. And you're just listening going, that's what it is. So is this like soothing content? Are you riding public transportation? Are you gardening? Are you drawing? You know, something like that. You know, just some easy at your leisure podcast radio, you know? Yes. So let's start the show. Let's start by saying Black Lives Matter. Let's start by saying defund the police and invest in community. Let's start by saying participate in mutual aid. Let's start by saying that I don't know what it is about this show, but every time I start to record, they do serious construction or yard work on my building, and there's a chainsaw going outside right now. I've stopped several times. This show is in part delayed because sometimes I'll sit down to record and a chainsaw will start. And this is just one of those occasions. So we're going to power through. If you hear a chainsaw, it's just part of the fun. Doesn't it harken back to another era? I think they might be done. I'm hoping it's a quickie. But, you know, hey, this could be a... We're going to stop this show and pick it up later. I'll let you know what happens, but it seems like perhaps it's calmed down, so we're going to begin, because it's time. So, what are the updates? What's even going on with me? Let's check in around the room. Benjamin? He's napping. Benjamin's doing great. He is napping right now. He's just as happy as can be. He's a little fluffer. Did I tell you that we were going outside on a leash? Did I tell you that in the last episode? Well, we've stopped that because what I found out, which some of you will laugh at me because you've experienced it too. Oh, they're putting the chainsaw away. I can hear them coming down the stairs to the basement. They're either putting the chainsaw away or they're going to pull out even heavier. No, the chainsaw is going outside, so that's someone doing their laundry. Okay. It's a noisy morning here on this relaxing show. The chainsaw is going outside. Do you think if I go out there and I say, and I flag them down and I say, pardon me, everyone, paid crew of people here to do something. I'm actually podcasting. Right now, do you think you could come back later? Do you think you could come back in 45 minutes or so? Do you think they'd respond well to that? I actually can't tell if I can hear the chainsaw or not anymore. It's just become part of my brain. I think it's going in the distance. I am slightly self-conscious because someone's right outside my door. Okay, they're gone. Coast is clear. Rebecca? Rebecca, the coast is clear. Rebecca, would you like to tell everyone how you're doing? Rebecca, everyone, I know you've been worried about Rebecca, and so have I. Rebecca has been sitting in her hotel for a very long time. I don't even remember the last time that I... bottled and rebrewed Rebecca. So she's been in her hotel. And I have been sort of like, this weekend was a big, cleanup for me. Just like spring cleaning, but it's December. I almost said it's January. Spring cleaning for the coming year is what I'm doing. And spring comes in winter around these parts. So I, scrubbed my bathroom. I did, scrubbed the floors, cleaned out the fridge. And I got around to checking up on our dear friend Rebecca. Rebecca? Oh, Rebecca, you are such a card. She's doing great. She's doing high kicks right now. She's so happy. I'm not going to lie to you. It smelled a little vinegary in the corner of the kitchen where Rebecca was living in her hotel. She'd been in her spa for a long time, and it had become some world-class vinegar is what the kombucha became in Rebecca's hotel. So, and Rebecca herself has had gained several layers. Now, she had gained so many layers that she had sort of formed almost like a jellyfish-like structure to her. There was like a hole in the center of the bottom layer of Rebecca, the mother, which fed into a pocket inside of Rebecca that had just so much delicious mothery goodness in there. So, and I'm going to say that she was about a half an inch thick, which is quite large. You know, Rebecca's also from a gallon jug, so she's quite a bit around. She's probably like 9 inches wide. Eight maybe? So first things first, I checked Rebecca's pH, and it was fine. It was fine. She was doing great. So I said, okay, Rebecca, let's do this. And I brewed up a new batch. And what I did was separate. I said, Rebecca, it's time to just remove the parts of you that are from 2020. Let's remove. We did a surgical reduction of Rebecca's old parts. And she's now just like a new woman. She's floating as free as the water in that jar. And she's still got, juicy mother from the pocket. Basically, where the pocket sort of formed inside of Rebecca, we separated the donut bottom layer of Rebecca. And, there we have it. We've got her. I'm going to check on her right now. Actually, I'm going to go over there and look at her because I want to know if she's going to float. She's got the heater on. She's not yet floating. So this is still an experiment in Rebecca. She could be dead in there, but I think she's okay. I think she's going to be fine. And if she's not fine, weird deer. Are you coming up here? Do I have to take a trip to Oregon? In my fantasy, if Rebecca, something goes terribly wrong with Rebecca because we've spread Rebecca's, seed across the West Coast, that I figured either Masayo or Weird Deer might make their way up to Seattle sometime. And if that were the case, I'd ask them to bring me a little bottle with a little baby Rebecca in it. Or I would just take a road trip. Like, you know, like, people like, why, like, oh, I'm going down to Oregon for the weekend. Oh yeah. Why? Well, I'm picking up my Scobie's offspring who lives down there, because Rebecca, she died. And so I'm going to pick up a piece of her offspring, so that I have Rebecca, the third generation Rebecca. And I can call her Rebecca, and then Rebecca can take the place of Queen and be her own grandmother. Does that make sense? It's some very clone stuff. You know, like, I'm going to go get a clone of Rebecca, bring her back, put her on the throne. This is Palpatine-level storyline, you know? So, yeah. That's my plan. Is if Rebecca goes, Rebecca, I mean, you're singing a beautiful song in that jar. I don't see how anything would be wrong with you, but we're going to find out. We're going to see if Rebecca does okay, everything will be fine. If not, I'm coming down to Oregon. It's just like 7 hours. I think it's 7 hours away. But hey, you know. The things we do for our Rebeccas. So that's how things are going. Benjamin's still sleeping. He's breathing, and he looks like one of those, like, stuffed cats that breathe to look real that you put in the corner. That's what he looks like. His little tummy is going up and down. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let's see. You know, I planned to do this episode a long time ago, but they either put the chainsaw on or I was just, dealing with my mental health and didn't record. So I've got some notes for this episode that were written about a month ago. And we're going to go through them now and pick up as though nothing happened, because isn't that the American way? Benjamin. Yes, Benjamin. Benjamin apparently did some spider hunting that I found relevant to talk about. And I will say that one day I did get home. I think this is referring to one day I got home, and he was proudly sitting there waiting for me with the biggest spider that I've ever seen murdered as a gift for me. And I said, thank you, Benjamin. Thank you. He's a spider hunter. Spider Hunter. Now, I will say that someone recently told me, now I've had a joke for months. This is a little bit of a sore spot, and I might need your help suing someone or tracking them down. Since all the years that I've lived here, now they've been putting this Seattle hockey team together, which ended up being named the Kraken. But before the Kraken, I have been petitioning to name, now by petitioning I mean talking to the people whose hair I'm cutting and telling them that what I would like is a sports team called the Seattle Spiders, because what do we have in Seattle more than anything else? Actually, not mythic octopi, but we have spiders. We have spiders all the time. It's spider season in the spring. There's a spider season. There's a spider season in the fall, and there's a spider season in the summer. Winter, the spider season's in your house. They come inside. And it's not as bad as Australia, but it's a thing. And I have many times made a joke about this, and people love it. They laugh. It's, you know, I relate to the straights, you know, with my sports humor. And I've said that I want to create a line of merch, a fake line of Seattle sports teams, and the first one I will do is the Seattle Spiders. And I very recently told this joke to a young person, and they said, dude, I just saw that shirt on Twitter this morning. And I said, wow, thank you for narking, and thank you for coming in here today and ruining my dreams. Someone either has had the same idea as me, or they came in, they got a haircut. I told them my joke, and they went home and they created the line. And they're selling them on the internet. I've been scooped. I've been scooped, and I want one. I want one of those shirts, and I want to hunt them down. I want to, I actually haven't investigated this yet, so this could all, he could be wrong. But I think he's not. I think he's telling the truth. I kind of want to investigate and see who did it, and then look them up in the computer system and see if I cut their hair before, and if I told them that joke, and if I did, I'm gonna send them a strongly worded letter. I don't know what to do. I'm gonna say, please send me one of your shirts that I didn't copyright in any way and you stole from me. You entrepreneurial little minx. You capitalist. You stealer of ideas. So that was distressing, but Spider Hunter, you know, Spider Hunter. Ooh, maybe that'll be my shirt. It'll be a picture of Benjamin, and it'll say Spider Hunter, and he'll look like the Crocodile Hunter with a little hat. But it'll be my cat in sort of a, you know, like an action movie sort of a scene. Spider Hunter. So that was fun. Rebecca, you were on the list. You were on the list when I had no hope and I said that I was going to take a road trip from this previous show that never got recorded that we're recording now. Rebecca?
Always on my mind.
Let's see. Well, I guess the biggest other thing to talk about, really the only other thing to talk about on the list currently at large is that I did something. I went somewhere. I went to a large gathering, a crowd with my, okay, I'll tell you a story. I was lucky enough. I'm lucky enough to be friends with, Seattle, person about town, music aficionado, and all around directioner. Cat Hazard, and many months ago, she said, you know, this Harry Styles concert that I got tickets to has been postponed like twice, and it's going to happen in like November 2021. Should things be better then? Would you like to go with me? And I said, absolutely. This was a long time ago, you know? And I said, yeah, well, I mean, let's see where we are in November 2021, but sure, I'd be happy to go. I would love to. I've become a bit of a Harry Styles fan over the last 2 years. And so she texted me at some point and she said, hey, you know, feel free to say no, but I'd love to take you to Harry Styles if you're still interested. And I said, you know what? I'm vaxxed. I've got masks and I was just eligible for my third, my booster, you know? So I said, actually my booster was supposed to be like, I think the day of that concert, but I said, let me see if I can move it up a week. And sure enough, I could. It was like exactly 6 months or whatever it had to be for me to get my booster. And so I got it and I said, sure, see you there. I'm driving. So, it was delightful. I picked Kat up. We drove down to Tacoma, to the Tacoma Dome, which is just a, if you wanted to, if someone put up a door at the parking lot and like put some LEDs in it and told me that if you walk through this door, you will time travel back to 1982 or whenever the Tacoma Dome was built, the 70s, maybe? Let's find out. I'm sorry, there's definitely some buzzing construction going on in the background, and if you can hear that, I apologize. But this is my life. I live in a construction zone, basically, here. Tacoma Dome. Let's see when it was built. When was Tacoma? 1983. I was so close. So if you told me that if you put up a door to nowhere with like LEDs on the inside of it and told me that it was a window to the past and that I could time travel to 1983, I'd believe you. If I walked in, if there was nothing going on, if it were like the middle of the, if it were in an off night and no one was inside to give me any idea. What the heck noise are they making? Are they vacuuming upstairs? What is that? Can you hear it? Oh my god, I'm embarrassed. I'm such a dingus. I'm embarrassed by the level of dingus that just occurred. That no one's making any noise except for the automatic cat laser pointer in my home. What's on and moving? And I can't tell you how many times I go through saying, what the heck and heck is that noise? And it turns out to be the cat laser pointer. Well, color me embarrassed. When you enter the Tacoma Dome, you are first hit with the notion that this place has not been updated in the last nearly 40 years. In the last 38 years, this place has remained the same. It is a structure that inside is made of wood, which is very Pacific Northwest because they love cutting down trees and selling them here. The timber market is essential to the generational wealth of the Pacific Northwest. And this place is, I was like, this is wood. Like, you could, like, one rogue cigarette butt, the place is, you know, like, could go up. I'm assuming it's treated. But the signs is what really got me, too. There are signs for, like, local businesses, I guess, maybe that have some sort of representation inside the dome with snacks. But, like, there's no, maybe there's an Auntie Annie's, maybe, but there's no, you know, there's no slick new, you know, in and out at the dome. You know, there's like, you know, Fred's Donuts located also on Main Street, Tacoma, you know, which is charming. But the sign for Fred's Donuts, lending to the 1983 of it all, looks like it was printed in 1983. It's folksy. It's folksy in the Tacoma Dome. The bleachers are also, like, not, these are not, like this space is a dome with actual bleachers. We're not, they're risers, we'll say, but they're bleacher style. These are not stairs, you know, concrete. These are not, these are convertible spaces, you know, in case there's got to be, I don't think they play any sports there anymore, but, you know, from back in the day. Now they're like, it's only sound enough for concerts. We're not having any sports here. We are not doing the upkeep of the ice. We're not doing anything. I don't think they do, at least. I could be wrong. I think that the Tacoma Dome's, like, can only handle live music, and that's it these days. I think that's her purpose. But it was fascinating. It was, you know, I put on my little mask. I had a great time. Cat Hazard was great to go with because she says she's a pro at going to concerts and going to Harry Styles concerts in particular. And she was like, these lines, when we got there outside, she's like, these lines are just like, we're not getting on any of them because they're not moving for however long. And when they move, we'll pick one and get on it, basically, which I loved. So we just, like, had plenty of space around us and sat on a bench or whatever, or stood near many lines, but not on any line in particular. And then she just like said, "Oop, it's time." And we got in line and we walked in. We had great seats. Yeah, the young people were adorable, and it was fun. Well, first of all, Jenny Lewis was opening, who's great. I love Jenny Lewis. She was great. She turned it. Harry Styles was great. He turned it. That show is, you know, the band was amazing. The really just like way to feel life force and energy. You know, it's a highly rehearsed show, I would say, that appears to be so spontaneous and off the cuff, you know? But it was a beautiful thing. It was fun. It was great. I felt safe. I felt fine. I enjoyed seeing, the trends. Now I do have some things to say. Trend alert from a month ago, probably not trending anymore, but here's what the kids were wearing at the Harry Styles concert in Tacoma. Black and white. Black and white. I'm talking G&G swirly black and white print. Pants or a top and then solids. Like they were giving you black and white print somewhere and then everything else was black and white. And now I ask Kat, you know, is this, because there were things, some people were dressed as bananas. Kat explained it to me. Because the One Direction used to dress as bananas and run around. There were nods to the fandom in outfits for sure, but the black and white, she said, no, this is just the young people being themselves. They all wore it. They all wore. Some people wore, maybe they were ahead of the curve, maybe they were behind, I don't know, but like clown print, I would say, like the brightest colors. All of them in a print. One person in particular was wearing like a neck high, sleeves to the wrist, caftan to the floor. I can't describe it other than clown print. It looked great. They looked great. They were having a great time. But it was like the brightest colors and just shapes and patterns all mixed together, you know? And then opposing that was everyone else in black and white. Black and white, black and white. And then hair half up, half down, pigtail bubble braids. Half up, half down, pigtail bubble braids. I should go get some hair ties and a wig because I feel out of place without my pigtail bubble braids because everyone else has them. Yeah, and then, like, many of the young gentlemen were trying to look like Harry Styles himself. That was, like, the split. Like, if you were the boyfriend of, in attendance, you seemed to be dressed in a way that you think that Harry Styles would dress as well for the show. So, it was great. We had a great time. We had a lovely time. You know, the Harry Styles, I would say his big song that he likes to push that I love. It's one of my favorite songs. It sounds like a Partridge Family song. Treat People with Kindness. It's a great song. And I will say that that everyone in that stadium had that vibe, had that feeling, had that sort of intention until we got to the parking lot. And it was treat people with a cutthroat attitude because none of us are ever getting out of here, and you've every man for themselves basically. It was wild times. It was wild times at the Harry Styles concert. We drove home. We had a good time. It was lovely. It was lovely. What else? What else is possibly on my list? There's nothing in the book. Let me think about this. Harry Styles, Life Day. We missed Life Day. we missed Life Day. It's a Star Wars holiday. It happened in November. I observed in my own way. But, you know, like, that's, we'll just call it, you know, I'm trying to, my continued attempt to tolerate the holiday season has led me and many others to observe the Star Wars holiday of Life Day, and which happened already, but I just call the whole season the Life Day season. And I don't remember, it's a Wookiee holiday. And I believe it's when the Wookiee old people decide, you know what, I'm done here. And they walk off into the galaxy. And we all celebrate our life. And their life. Life Day, meaning. But let's find out. Because there's a big push to make Life Day a real thing. In longstanding Wookiee tradition, Life Day celebrates the values and tenets of Wookiee culture, including family, joy, and harmony. While Life Day is a celebration traditionally held at the Tree of Life on Kashyyyk and observed by extended Wookiee families, Wookiees throughout the galaxy still mark this day. What does it celebrate, though? Mm-hmm. It just celebrates life. Celebrates of the planets. It's a celebration of the planet's diverse ecosystem and many forms of life it encompassed. It's also a time to remember family members who have died and the ones who continued to bring new life to a family. It's just about life. It's just about life. This is, you know, that's how I celebrate New Year's, basically. You know, just life. Yeah. I think that's our update for this episode. This is a little bit of a shorty, perhaps, but I'm trying to get back in the flow. I'm trying to figure out the pod. I'm trying to figure out what we want to do. I'm definitely going to continue to pod, but, you know, wintertime, I'm doing my best. I try to do two pods a month. Sometimes, as you've seen the past 2 months, it's been one pod a month. I'm going to try to do another one by the end of this month, but, you know, mental illness and a full-time job. So if you are unhappy with your service here, please unsubscribe from your anchor.fm/support/LindaJames or downgrade your subscription level. You can donate $1, $5, or $10 a month to the production of this podcast, or nothing at all. It's free because we're inconsistent here, and that's just the truth. That's just the truth of me right now. But I'm doing my best, and I'm going to try to do some more pods because it's kind of fun. You can always email me at lindajamesproductions@gmail.com if you have something to say. We'll be back soon. Maybe we'll talk about some video games and some films and the like in a new one coming soon. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. I hope you're having a good time wherever you are. I hope this has made your bus trip a little easier, a little chill, a little fun time. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks to Ketsa, one of our frequent royalty-free musics here, for the song Soul Zone. Let's just listen to Soul Zone for a couple minutes and vibe. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Apologies.